Charles Springs Unleashed, the Rebbe's Revolution, Printing the Whole of Chassidus. With every successive generation, Chassidus has been spread in an increasingly growing manner. One of the most important approaches to making Chassidus accessible for every person to the chutzah was to write it down, thus making it available far beyond those who heard the mimer. The Torah of the Rebbeim was either written by them or transcribed by others and publicized far and wide in the form of hatakis, handmade copies. Taking these fundamentally unrevealed treasures and spreading them to the masses comes with tremendous danger, and the Rebbeim risked their lives in doing so. When a page of Chassidus was seen floating in the streets, the Maggid nearly passed away from the heavenly kitruk that ensued. The Alter Rebbe would have been nostalgic if not for the sacrifice of his daughter, who gave her life in his stead, and the list goes on. Yet, there was one area that was generally left untouched, and that was to officially publish the Maimarim in Svarim. As we will see, the Rebbeim did so to limited degrees, but the vast majority of Chassidus remained unpublished. The Chassidus HaNitfas, the Chassidus that was published, and thus accessible to anyone who was ready to pay for it, could fit on a single shelf. In order to learn any other mimer, one needed to locate it in one of the Bichlach Chassidus, the binders of handwritten copies that were copied and collected by Chassidim. In addition to the fact that these were often full of mistakes and could only be read by a trained eye, many people simply had no access to them. The fact that today one can purchase a library of Chassidus in addition to a library of Nigla is revolutionary, a revolution that the Rebbe personally initiated and oversaw, primarily in the last few years before Gimel Tammuz. Printing the Tanya. The first significant publishing of Chassidus, Chabad, occurred in Tavkuf Nun Zayin with the printing of the Tanya. At first, the Tanya was copied by hand in the thousands, but as copies were made from copies that were made from copies, more and more mistakes crept into the text, as the Alter Rebbe notes in his Akdama. Additionally, the Mesnagdim took advantage of this and started deliberately adding mistakes of their own. The Alter Rebbe agreed to send the Tanya to print, but although it made waves in the Jewish world, it came with a heavy cost. In a sicha, the Tzemach Tzedek said that just as Avraham Avinu put his very life on the line to spread the truth about Hashem, so too the Alter Rebbe had real Mesiras Nefesh to spread Chassidus. He almost lost his life because of a kitrug when his daughter, Devorah Leah, took his place instead. Yet, he put his holy soul in danger to put the Tanya into writing, the Torah Shebichsavim Chassidus. The danger continued until Tavkuf Nun Tes, when in addition to the danger to his soul, his holy body was put in danger, and he suffered deathly pains for 53 days for the 53 Prakim of Tanya. The Tanya was to be the only Chassidus published in the lifetime of the Alter Rebbe, with a few Maimarim printed together with the Tavkuf Samache edition. Several Manichim, the Maril, the Mitzvah Rebbe, Reb Pinchas Reizes, etc., wrote Hanachas of the Maimarim, but these were only publicized in handwritten form. With the Nasiyas of the Mitzvah Rebbe and Tavkuf Ayin Gimel, everything changed. The Mitzvah Rebbe was the first of the Rebbeim to write down his own Chassidus, and he also published many Svarim, both the Torah of his father as well as his own. In fact, this level of publishing would not be rivaled until the establishment of Kahus in 5702, Tavshin Beis. It's not that the Mitzvah Rebbe had an easier time publishing his Svarim than the Rebbeim before or after. On the contrary, his Nesiyas was an especially difficult time for the Yidden, and the Chassidim and Beis Adav were very poor, worse than in any other generation. This is in addition to the difficulties of publishing at the time. It was a full of hassle, complicated and time-consuming, yet, in the 15 years of his Nesiyas, the Mitzvah Rebbe printed an astonishing amount of Svarim. Unlike the Alter Rebbe, who gave the actual job of publishing the Tanya to other people, the Mitzvah Rebbe was very involved in the printing. In fact, in order to enable even the poorest Chassidim to purchase the Svarim, he wrote them in the way that they could be split into separate bogin, 8-page sections. He also personally wrote to Chassidim to arrange a system whereby they would purchase one bogin at a time for only 6 kopecks each. Over a period of a few years, they would be able to purchase the entire sefer and have it bound without any major expenses. The Chassidus published over that time period made up the bulk of Chassidic library until Kahus was established over 100 years later. The Tzemach Tzedek was the most prolific writer among the Rebbeim. The Rebbe Marash said that his writings filled about 60,000 notebooks, 8 pages each. But he didn't publish any of his own Svarim. There was one watershed publishing done by the Tzemach Tzedek, the printing of Torah Ard and Likutei Torah. This two-volume set would become the essential Svarim of Chassidus, often referred to as the Chassidische Parsha. The Tzemach Tzedek had worked on these Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe for 30 years, editing them and adding his notes and Haggais. After many years of painstaking work and the Tzemach Tzedek's deliberation about printing his own Haggais, the Likutei Torah went to print in Tav Resh Ches. The following story, quoted and explained by the Rebbe numerous times, should suffice to give us a bit of an idea as to what this printing symbolized. The year Tav Resh Ches was known as a year of Aketz, a final date for when Mashiach was supposed to arrive. Alas, the year came and went, and Mashiach did not come. The Rebbe Marash asked the Tzemach Tzedek how it was possible that Mashiach did not come. The Tzemach Tzedek replied that Likutei Torah was published. The Rebbe Marash proclaimed, "But we want and need Mashiach l'mata ma'asar tzvachim." As far as publishing, that's where it's more or less ended. It is difficult to know what happened during the Nesiyas of the Rebbe Marash, but it seems that the only Chassidus of the Rebbe Marash that was printed is the Likutei Torah L'Gimel Parshiyos, published in the year following his Histalkos. Not a single Sefer of the Rebbe Rashab was published during his lifetime, nor was anything printed by the Friedrich Rebbe until he left Russia in Tav Resh Pei Zayin. This doesn't mean that people didn't have access to the Rebbe's Torah. Of course, Bichlach of the Rebbe Marash and Rebbe Rashab and the previous Rabbeim were copied from one person to another and spread near and far, but they lacked the accessibility of print. From Tav Resh Ches until Tav Resh Pei Ches, a period of 80 years, almost no new Sfarim were published by the Rabbeim, with the exception of some reprints. The Rebbe discussed this on more than one occasion, even expressing that the fact that more Chassidus was not published in previous generations was something he could not understand. A new era. After the Geula of Yud Beis Tammuz, the Friedrich Rebbe began a new initiative to publishing Chassidus. The Rebbe pointed out that this could not be simply attributed to the fact that the Friedrich Rebbe was now free from communist Russia, because, as we have seen above, the publishing of Chassidus had been limited long before the days of communism. Rather, the Geula of the Friedrich Rebbe on Yud Beis Tammuz marked a new era in Hafatz Hamayonos. Just as the redemption of Yud Tes Kislev began an entirely new stage in Hafatz Hamayonos of the Alter Rebbe, Chassidus was published in a number of different formats. First, the Friedrich Rebbe began periodically publishing his Maimorim and Sichas in a series of Kuntresim pamphlets, whereas the Rabbeim had previously only given the Maimorim to be hand-copied. During his Nesiyas, hundreds of Maimorim and Sichas of the Friedrich Rebbe were published and publicized in this manner. Additionally, the Friedrich Rebbe established the Atomim periodical, where many letters and Kesavim of the Rabbeim were published for the first time. From the beginning, the Rebbe, to whom the Friedrich Rebbe once referred to as my minister of intelligence, was intimately involved in the matters related to print. Hatam, for example, did not carry the Rebbe's name, but as the Friedrich Rebbe told the Rebbetzin in a letter, the editors on the paper will be others, but all the work is his. It is interesting to note the vast majority of Chassidus published by the Friedrich Rebbe, even before he came to the United States, was printed after the Rebbe's Chasana. The Friedrich Rebbe also wrote thousands of letters, many discussing matters of Avodah Hashem, and he put the Rebbe in charge of organizing all his letters that were applicable to the public. Even when the Rebbe lived in a different location from his father-in-law, he was sent a copy of every letter of this kind. The Rebbe wrote an index of these letters and began publishing them in various formats. The establishment of Kehas. After a harrowing journey through war-torn Europe, the Friedrich Rebbe arrived in America on 9th of Adar Beis 5700 Tavshin, followed by the Rebbe on 28th of Sivan 5701 Tavshin Aleph. The arrival of the center of Chassidus in the Chati Kader HaTachtin, the lower half of the globe, represented the culmination of the Geula of Yud Beis Tammuz, and all matters of Hafatzas Hamayonos rose to an entirely new level. The project of translating Chassidus into other languages, which the Friedrich Rebbe had previously begun on a limited scale, now took off, signifying yet another transformative Chiddush in Hafatzas Hamayonos. The Friedrich Rebbe established Kehas, Lubavitch's first publishing house, in 5702 Tavshin Beis, and placed the Rebbe at its helm. Shortly thereafter, the Friedrich Rebbe established Sifrias Oitzar Chassidim, a library and editing team that was specifically dedicated to publishing the Torah of the Rabbeim with the Rebbe as editor-in-chief. After so many decades without new Svarim of Chassidus, Svarim were suddenly being published one after another. In addition to the many Sifri Nigla, English books, and Sidur Memachseidim, the Rebbe took a two-pronged approach. Reprinting old Svarim. In addition to the Svarim printed by the Alter Rebbe and the Mitzvah Rebbe and the Tzemach Tzedek themselves, there were several more works of the Rebbeim published by other non-Lubavitcher Chassidim. Within a few years of establishment of Kahas, the Rebbe had put the basic Svarim of Chassidus back into circulation by arranging for them to be reprinted in inexpensive overseas print houses in countries such as China and Germany, publishing new Svarim. In addition, many works of Chassidus were published for the first time ever, including newly printed Svarim of the Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Rashab, and the Friedrich Rebbe. When Kahas published its first catalog after 7 years of publishing, 5702 to 5709, Tavshin Beis, Tavshin Tes, almost 200 publications had come out. How a Sefer should be published. In addition to the fact that Sifrei Chassidus were being published for the first time ever, in itself a revolution, another, quieter revolution was taking place. One of the things that Rebbe did as editor-in-chief of Kahas was set the standards and guidelines as to how a Sefer of Chassidus should come out in print. For the first time ever, Maimarim began coming out with footnotes to Psukim, Maimori Chazal, and Kabbalah, footnotes to other places in Chassidus where an idea was discussed, and so on. This approach, that Chassidus must be as clear and accessible as possible, shouldn't be taken for granted. The following is a story that Rebbe was fond of repeating. They say that when the Likutei Torah was reprinted in Vilna, during the time of the Rebbe Rashab Nishmas Eidin, Reb Anshel Adonovich edited the Likutei Torah and fixed 3,000 printing mistakes. When he came to Lubavitch and brought the Likutei Torah with him, the Rebbe Rashab was happy about it. When he saw that Rebbe Rashab was happy and everyone else was happy, he went and told Reb David Herschel Chernigover, Radatz, about it. And he realized that Epes he wasn't happy about. Radatz was afraid to say anything sharp since the Rebbe Rashab had liked it. But it was clear that there was something he wasn't happy about. After being pressed, Radatz told him, "You're missing the point. The whole point of Chassidus is not necessarily to understand it with your physical mind. Rather, it is that your mind should be occupied and involved with the Inyan Chassidus throughout the day. So when you learn something and there's a mistake, and you therefore don't understand it, you are forced to toil on the matter for a long time until you realize that it's a mistake." What did you gain by fixing the mistakes in the Likutei Torah that Radatz said to Reb Anshel? You gain that instead of a Yid spending an hour, two, or three toiling in a Maimer of the Likutei Torah, he will be able to run through the Maimer. Nothing is bothering him now because the mistakes was fixed, and then who knows what he'll go to do. The Mitzvah Rebbe mentions a similar sentiment in his introduction to Derech Chaim, which the Rebbe also quoted many times. "I know the nature of Anash, that when it comes out to handwritten manuscripts, they are ready to expand great amounts to obtain them. But when the very same things comes out in print, they do not care to buy it, even at a low price. And even those that do, he binds it in a nice binding and puts it away in a corner, so that he can learn it when he has time, and that time is never found." Nevertheless, as the Rebbe noted, the Mitzvah Rebbe kept on publishing huge amounts of Chassidus. Despite writing this in his Hakdama, the Rebbe took a similar approach. The more Svarim printed, and the more accessible and beautiful they were, the better. Referring to the story of the Radatz, the Rebbe said it was simply his personal hergish, not an actual approach to be taken in publishing. Adding footnotes and indexes and creating bibliographies can be a tedious work. Yet, the Rebbe did it himself. He wrote up indexes for the front pages of Svarim, maftechas for the back, lists of different times a Sefer was published, and so on. In fact, out of the three binders of Rishimus that were found in the Rebbe's room, one entire binder consists solely of the Rebbe's maftechas. The Rebbe worked an approach served as guidepost for the rest of the Svarim Kahas would go on to publish. 5710 to 5738, Tavshin Yud to Tavshin Lamed Ches. After the Rebbe became Nasi in 5710 Tavshin Yud, he continued preparing the Svarim himself for many years and personally signed all the Pesach Dovers until 5724 Tavshin Chav Dalet. As time went on, even as the Rebbe had less and less time to work on the Svarim, they still continued coming off the presses. Some of the prominent releases of this time period included a three-volume set of the Alter Rebbe's Maimarim, the first Maimarim of the Alter Rebbe other than Teira Or and Likutei Torah to be published. In a remarkable letter to Zalman Shazar, who had arranged the funding for the Alter Rebbe's Svarim, the Rebbe described the process involved. "When I approached the project of preparing the Kisvei Yad for print, I made a generous estimate of how much focus, deep contemplation, and so on it would take. When it came to actually doing it, though, I realized that the estimate time, focus, etc. would not suffice in any way. Not only that, but the very involvement in the Maimarim and preparing them for print and even editing them after they were prepared brings one to another world, especially since several of the Maimarim in these two volumes are from before Petersburg, about which the Rebbe Rashab said, the Maimarim from before Petersburg ignited the world. They are slaps from above. As time went on, various people became involved in Kahas. Most prominently, Rabbi Leibel Groner and Rabbi Aaron Chitrik, who was hired by Rabbi Chadakov in 5722 Tavshin Chav Beis and went on to become one of the senior editors of Eitzer HaChassidim. The Rebbe remained involved in every step, deciding which Sfarim to publish and when, setting publishing guidelines, and encouraging the editors to go above and beyond their capabilities to publish as many Sfarim as possible. Throughout the years of the Nesiyas, whenever new Chassidus was published, the Rebbe would often say Maimarim based on the newly published Sefer. The wellsprings gush forth. The year everything changed was 5738 Tavshin Lamed Ches. As Chassidim, it is impossible to know why spiritual things happen, but it should be noted that there were two major events that occurred that year. Shemini Atzeres. During our kafis on Shemini Atzeres 5738 Tavshin Lamed Ches, the Rebbe suffered a massive heart attack following a miraculous recovery defying all medical expectations. The Rebbe increased his hashpah to the Chassidim even more than before. The volumes of Sichas Kodesh from that year and on are double and triple the size of previous years. The Ksavim are returned from Poland. As described in a previous article in this magazine, when the Friedrich Rebbe escaped the Nazis, he came to America with a suitcase of his most prized possessions, including the writings of his father, the Rebbe Rashab, and the handwritten letters of the Rebbeim. The rest of the writings of the Rebbeim were left in a warehouse in Warsaw, and they were impossible to locate after the war. They were discovered decades later, and after protracted negotiations, the Ksavim were finally brought to the Rebbe in Chesvan 5738, Tavshin Lamed Ches. The Rebbe left 770 for the first time after Shmini Atzeres to visit the library next door, where he sat for 2 hours looking through the Sfarim and writing some notes on them. The next day, the Rebbe went home. Now, Lubavitch had finally regained ownership of many original writings of the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Rebbe Marash. On Shavuos 5738, the Rebbe made an announcement. In conjunction with the fact that the Maimer of the Alter Rebbe, a beer on a Geras HaKodesh Poschim Bevracha, was recently published, together with more explanations from Rabbeinu Sienu, there exist many more Maimarim and Ksavim of the Rebbeim with different versions and so on. I am speaking about this publicly because this is a joyous occasion for the Rebbeim. Additionally, because there are people who are experts in Kisvei Yad, in finding Maimer Mekaymus, and in comparing various versions, unfortunately, for several reasons, there are few such people. Those who have experience in this field should reach out to Maskidus, and Be'ezus Hashem, as soon as possible, we will put together a staff that will publish the Torah of the Rabbeinu Sienu, and the sooner the better. The relatively low-key tone of the announcement belies the drastic shift that Rebbe had initiated. For the first time in history, the Rebbe wasn't simply approving single Sfarim, or even sets. The Rebbe was going to publish the entirety of the Rabbeim's writings. Work was now being done simultaneously on Ksavim of many Rabbeim, and a couple of years later, the Rebbe instructed that the Igros Kodesh of the Rabbeim be published as well. The Rebbe was very involved, giving people different projects to work on, setting timetables for when they should be finished, guiding the editors, and deciphering the Ksavim of the Rabbeim, deciding if and how varying versions of a single Maimer should be published, deciding how to organize the Maimarim that did not fit with a Parsha, and even occasionally adding notes on the Svarim as they passed his desk. The Rebbe looked over every Pesach Dover and added the date. Now as before, there were twin aspects in the Rebbe's approach to publishing. On the one hand, the Rebbe wanted the Svarim to be published quickly, with Zrizus, and the editors of Eitzer HaChassidim have innumerable minders of the Rebbe encouraging them, pushing them to get things out. The Rebbe once sent Rabbi Chitrik a telegram to his house. There were certain projects where one could clearly see that there was something spiritual pushing it along. One example, on Rosh Chodesh Kislev 5741 Tavshin Mem Aleph, the Rebbe called in Rabbi Chadakov and told him to arrange for people to work on a Sefer of Mavteches to all the published works of the Alter Rebbe, and it had to be ready by Yud Tes Kislev. It is mind-boggling to imagine creating such a Sefer so quickly, but with the Rebbe's strong encouragement, they were required to send in daily reports, they managed to get it done. On the other hand, the Rebbe did not allow sacrifices on the quality of the work just to finish quickly. Rabbi Eliyahu Matzav, a senior editor in Eitzer HaChassidim, relates, "After we completed the set of the Alter Rebbe's Maimarim, Maimari Admor HaZaken, we were ready to move on to the Mittler Rebbe's Maimarim. However, the Anhala of Kahas felt that we were working too slowly, and we were feeling a lot of pressure to publish the next series faster. I propose that in order to truly resolve this issue, we need to ask the Rebbe. We informed the Rebbe of our options. We could either publish the Sfarim without footnotes, as is, and then we would be able to finish the entire 20 Svarim set within a couple of years, or we could continue publishing with footnotes, in which case we would complete only 2 Svarim a year. Which should we do? The Rebbe answered that Kaposhet, obviously, it should be done with Mari Mekaymis. The publishing will go on. We Chassidim really sneak a peek into the inner workings of the world, and the same is largely true with the publishing of Chassidus. However, during the court case for the Svarim in 5746, Tavshin Mem Vav, the Rebbe Fab bring 3 times in a row, on Shabbos Miketz, Matzah Shabbos, the eve of Zeis Chanukah, and Matzah Zeis Chanukah, during which he compared the situation to the Kittug on the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe addressed the unprecedented publishing of Chassidus that had begun only a few years earlier. In general, the Rebbe said, one must be careful before publishing Torah, and especially Chassidus. These were by Marim that the Rabbeim had chosen not to publish at the time, and they had remained unpublished for decades or centuries, which shows that they didn't need to be published. If so, the Rebbe asked, who said they belonged in print? Perhaps these were the treasures of the king that were supposed to remain hidden forever, and even if a Rebbe did decide to reveal it at one point by saying the Maimer, maybe that was a one-time thing for the needs of that time. It's true, the Rebbe continued, that in this case, one would seemingly apply the famous mashal of the Alter Rebbe regarding spreading Chassidus. The son of the king was deathly ill, and the doctors told the king that the only hope was to take the most precious stone in the king's crown, a stone that had no rival in the crowns of any other kings, crush it up, mix it with water, and then pour it into the son's lips. And then, maybe, the son would swallow a drop of the cure and be saved. The king replied that it's worth crushing even the most precious stone, because it is nothing in comparison with the son of the king. One could seemingly use this explanation for the publishing of Chassidus now, the Rebbe said, but it doesn't suffice. Hundreds of thousands of Maimari Chassidus has already been published, hundreds of thousands of precious stones. Why are more necessary? The Rebbe answered, people are excited about new things, and when a new sefer is published, after it was hidden in the king's vault for so long, there's a better chance that people will learn it than they will open up a Maimar Teira Erd. Being that this is the case, it is worth publishing all the new Maimarim that had never been printed before. Maybe one Yid will learn it. And by purchasing the new Sfarim and studying for them, every person has the opportunity to prove that it is actually worth publishing them, which will cause even more Maimarim to be published. On the other hand, the Rebbe added, the Yetzer Hara should know that he need not bother trying to convince people not to study the new Maimar in order to prevent new Maimarim from being published, because it won't help anyway. Even if people do not learn from them, we will continue printing, and on the contrary, Kasher Yano Yisei Kein Yirbu V'Chein Yifreitz, as much as they would afflict them, so did they multiply, and so did they gain strength. According to this, though, the Rebbe said, if Svarim would continue to be published regardless of whether people learn them, then the question remains, who says that these Svarim should be published? The answer is based on Chassidus, the Rebbe said. The responsibility for publishing was given to a person who is known to have the nature of publishing and publicizing everything that comes to his hands, i.e. the Rebbe himself. Furthermore, he had already been nichshel, stumbled in this area many times before, if this could be called a mistake, which obviously meant that he would continue doing so, and yet the publishing was given to him. If so, it is a sure thing that they agreed to it. Today, the staff of Kahas continues the Rebbe's work of publishing Chassidus and making it available to broad audiences. As new Kisvei Yad are discovered, new Svarim are printed, and those already published are edited and fixed based on the new discovery. Many of the already published Svarim are being reprinted with sources, references, indexes, and other helpful learning tools, bringing Chassidus to the outside world. Chassidus is translated and published in Svarim of many languages.